Maeve Louise Stewart joining us here at 11:15 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. It's so nice to see you.
Thank
Good morning.
You. Good to be here, too. And by the way, it was fun to hear about your vacation and being with the family and the beautiful, beautiful mountains. Aren't we blessed to be able to live in the good old USA? Isn't it great? Well, how's your summer going? Mine's going. It's going too fast, far too fast. And don't you love it? Oh, my goodness, nice warm temperatures, blooming flowers. And by the way, my flowers have been unusually beautiful. And I suppose it's because of the nice rains the Lord has sent us. And then the foliage this year, hasn't it been something else? And then, to top it all off, there's the birds and the different animals that appear in the woods. And you know, and I've told you through the years, that I live where my backyard is hooked up to the woods, and I enjoy the animals that come and go. And we had last week, I looked out my nook window, and there was a buck and a doe and a baby fawn. Oh, aren't they precious? One year I had twin fawns, and they just loved to come in my yard and eat the berries. And so it was fun to watch them. And every summer I like to bring some programs that are about nature. Oh, my goodness, all of it. Jesus' benefits. Yes, he planned it all so that we could enjoy it. And by the way, I forgot to tell you that we have fox in my woods and we have a fisher that's running around. So we keep busy looking out the window to see what we can see every day. So I want to join King David, yes, in the Psalms, in Psalm 103, and use it for my verse for the day. Here it is, and I'm sure you're acquainted with it. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Yes, we are so blessed every day, and we can be thankful for the wonderful nature that we see every place in the United States and really around the world. And I suppose that I am enjoying nature all my life because I was raised on a farm and we had lots and lots of animals. Say, and just in case, have you noticed how many suburban families are beginning to raise chickens in their backyards? Yes. I have. I saw articles, and I don't know, Pat, you're still in my studio. Do you have chickens?
We discussed that, and my daughter wanted to do that, and then there was a controversy in our neighborhood because we had a neighborhood covenant about it, about whether or not, and then there was a law in, there's sort of a county ordinance or something like that in Chippewa County, but people are kind of doing it anyhow.
Oh, my
There's really no enforcement of it because nobody really wants to enforce anything against these people because they're just, you know, they're using these chicken tractor habitats.
Yeah.
They're clean, quiet. Yeah. You know, they're just good.
Nice, fresh eggs.
Yes, there's nothing wrong at all about them. It's just that there's this reaction to having agriculture come into the city. You know, all of a sudden people are going to start raising calves in the backyard or something or goats, and it's going to be a smell and noise and all that sort of thing. It's so good. And it's an interesting thing about how in the legal system right now, it's sort of a gray area. But a lot of municipalities, in Eau Claire, I know it was a big discussion because they're very legalistic in the city of Eau Claire about things. And so they decided to allow it, but then there were all kinds of itty little prescriptions about how far it had to be from something, and you know, all the number of chickens, and I don't know if you had to license each chicken or give them a name or registration or a banding, or I'm just kidding about that, but it, you know. So anyway, yeah, it's really a cool thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry. No,
well, some people have them for fun, and some people for food. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, those nice fresh eggs really, really do good in desserts and breakfast. And oh my goodness, it's wonderful. Well, I just wanted to tell you that our Empty Nesters Bible Study group, there's a group of seniors, we were all invited to a home for a meal and good old Christian fellowship. And that was in the month of June of this summer. And the host family, they're such precious people, love the Lord with all their hearts. And they live out in the Colfax area and have some acreage. And they have a wonderful place, really, to raise chickens for fun. Their chickens, by the way, are very exotic, beautiful. And, of course, they're not for food. Actually, the eggs that they showed us were small, but still usable. And by the way, I'm sorry, but I've forgotten the name of the chickens. They were white in color and real beautiful feathers, so soft. I had the privilege of holding them. Anyway, they just passed the chickens around and everybody could pet them. And of course, Grandma and Grandpa had them especially for the grandchildren to enjoy. And they were feeding them and watering them and holding them. And that particular day, I brought a short devotion to the senior group. And I thought, this is something I can do on my broadcast. I entitled my message that day, which, by the way, was short, was Something to Crow About. And I think we as believers have something to crow about. We know and love the Lord Jesus. He's so wonderful. And we need to crow about it and tell everybody that we can. So let me just tell you what I shared with them that day, because I found it in an article which said, "Did you ever wonder how roosters know when to crow?" Well, if you said they have a built-in alarm clock, you were not far off. Researchers have discovered that the chemical produced in the rooster's brain tells him when it's time to crow. And by the way, that pigment is called pineal opsin, pineal opsin. It's the sensor in the chicken's brain that helps set its biological clock. But chickens are affected by the light that penetrates the tops of their skulls. And this is how they're alerted to the daily rhythm of light and darkness, as well as changes in seasons. And so they know just when to crow. So the question is, what do you do with a rooster who wakes you up and your neighbors every single morning just at the crack of dawn? Well, one farmer found a solution, and that was he put an old towel over the door of the bird's roost and blocked out the light. The rooster didn't crow until his owner removed that towel, and that created daybreak at a more convenient hour. And by the way, he set the clock for 8 a.m. Pretty nice. Well, of course, this brought a reminder of the story of the rooster that crowed when Peter denied the Lord. Oh, yeah, you thought I was just going to talk about chickens, didn't you? Well, I'm going to continue on. By the way, excuse me, I was really startled as I looked in the concordance of all of the references to fowl, like chickens and crows and the different eagles and what have you. And so I really enjoyed doing the research on this. And the story is found over in Luke chapter 22. And let me read it to you. It's God's word, and it's a challenge for you and me today to keep our ears and eyes open for chances to serve the Lord and not deny that we know him. Because if we don't speak up, we're not telling about him and loving him and sharing, then we are as guilty as Peter. Here's what the scripture says. The Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. And when you're converted, strengthen your brethren. And he said, Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death. And Jesus said, Peter, the cock shall crow this day before you will deny me three times that you even know me. Let me add here, little do we know how weak we are in the faith until we are confronted in a difficult situation. So this is another reminder of how the Lord knows all about our lives even before we say anything or do anything. Now let me skip down to verses 54. Then they took Jesus, led him, and brought him into the high priest's house. Peter followed afar off. When they built a fire in the midst of the hall and they sat down together, Peter sat down with them. But a certain maid noticed him as he sat by the fire and looked upon him and said, This man was also with Jesus. And Peter denied him, saying, Woman, I know him not. And after a little while, another saw him and said, You are also of them. And Peter said, I am not. And about the time of 1 hour, after another confidently affirmed, saying, Of a truth, this fellow was with him. He's a Galilean. Well, Peter said, Man, I don't know what you're talking about. And immediately, while Peter was speaking, the cock crew. The Lord turned and looked at Peter, and Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said, Before the cock crows, you'll deny me three times. So Peter went out, bless his heart, weeping bitterly. Can you imagine how terrible and ashamed Peter felt in his heart? Here was Peter's Lord and Savior, the one that he had been following for 3 years, the one who taught him so many lessons on how to live, and the one who offered the hope of heaven. Well, let's not be too hasty to be critical, for how many times have you and I have denied our Lord? Perhaps we were with a group of non-believers in our office. We failed to speak up and to let them know we loved Jesus. Or maybe we failed to share our faith with our neighbors and so many friends. Yes, instead we need to remember we have so much to crow about. Let's tell everybody how to find Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And let's crow about how much Jesus loves them. The Bible tells us that we shall be witnesses. That is, if we love him. Yes, Peter, bless his heart, he repented. He asked the Lord to forgive him. And guess what? Yes, the Lord did just that. And you know what? He'll forgive you and he'll forgive me. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It was Peter, a short time later, speaking and sharing God's word, that 3,000 souls came to know the Lord. Yes, like the roosters, Peter had something to crow about, and you and I do too. So let's go for it. Let's do some crowing, okay? Bye-bye now.
Thank you, Mabel Louise. That was so good.